the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. Do you need advice? Or do you just like listening to other people's problems and then giving them advice while you're in your car, wherever you are? Well, then we've got you covered on that, too. 1-800-947-3979. Need some advice? We are here to help you out.
Okay.
Let's start with this one. Hey, gang.
Hey.
I am 24, and I work at a delivery company, and there's someone I like, a girl at one of my stops, but she is always around her coworkers, and I can't seem to get her alone to talk to her. What should I do to bridge that gap?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So you deliver to that business. Mm-hmm. She's caught your fancy.
Now, my strategy when faced with a similar thing back in the 90s when I was single was to not work up the courage to say anything in person and then get back to the office and decide to call there and say, hey, I was just there. Want to go out? And that did not work out because the first thing she said was, which one were you? And then there was a discussion and then it fizzled and I hung up and limped to my car.
But it was a plan, and maybe it could work.
I don't think so.
With the right person.
Nope. It's a bad plan.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? As you're delivering packages, bring them in balanced precariously, and then trip and comically fall into her. I've seen that in a couple of 80s movies, things like that.
That's good.
And then, you know, she catches you. That's the twist. Because often, you know, the guy would go, oh, knight in shining armor. And she saves you from serious head injury.
Yeah.
And now you're in love.
That sounds like it could work.
I think so.
I would do that. I would catch a delivery man if he fell towards me.
Would you?
I'd probably go for the packages first, but I'd
you would.
Think about,
I've got
you know.
Oh, I'm certain you'd go for the package.
Definitely go for the package first.
Okay. I've got a couple ideas.
Okay let's hear them, Joe.
Okay, idea number one, you just stand there, and even after you're done delivering, just wait until she's alone. Find something to do. Look at your shoes for a while, stare at her, whatever, I don't know. Idea number two, you go special delivery for you, and you're wearing the to and from, like, sticker on yourself. You scan yourself and go, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sign for it. Then when she signs, well, that's her signature. It's a legal contract.
Wow. This is practically a D in the box.
Yeah.
Or just. What about that?
Or, or just send her a package. Give her a package. And in it is a love note.
Mm-hmm.
Not written in blood. Nothing crazy.
It's multi-layered.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
I mean, it's three separate things.
We have two ideas from listeners. I'm going to read both of them. I think one is significantly smarter than the other. Number one, he should get a picture of her face and make a bunch of copies, then cut the face out and tape them over all the pictures in Victoria's Secret catalog and give it to her as a present. That is something.
Okay. I think it's perfect.
Okay, so that's
that
the good one.
What's the other?
Yeah, what's the bad one?
Go in with packages and take your clipboard in that you have and tell her you need her signature for a package. And then on the clipboard where you would say that is a note that says, I would love to get your phone number. Will you give it to me? If so, write it here. And then you could do that thing, or the grade school thing, check yes, no, or maybe.
What if?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is she the package signer, though, always?
Yeah, or is she just
there? That's what we need to know, because
if he
goes up to her, then...
What if some other battle axe steps in and goes, I can sign for that?
Yeah. Debbie takes care of this.
I can hear
packages.
The hair in your ears.
Yeah, that could really backfire.
Gross.
Yeah.
So what about that Victoria's Secret idea? That's
far, that's the best one, I think.
Yes. You think of anything more creepy that someone could do?
I won't say it.
Oh, yeah, maybe he could take a really nice photo of himself wearing brown shorts in the summer in his delivery outfit and go, how's this turn you on?
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me. I deliver for the United Penis Service.
Mm-hmm. Am I... Kevin James?
Are you in the brown?
That's right, he was. It was a UPS.
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of, you know, yeah. Styled.
This text, he should draw a portrait of her, spend a lot of time on the lips, and then give it to her.
And then make sure you cut a hole in the lips so that
This person might be a bit jaded. Just ask her around the others. Ask her out around all the others. She's going to bitch about you to them anyway.
Oh, if you do that Victoria's Secret thing, I think you're in the green. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be good to go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, do you think any woman wouldn't think that was great?
Yeah, the only issue with that is you're going to have to use a glue stick because obviously you don't want to mess.
Yeah, and I can't stop eating them, and that's a problem.
That's a problem, and the magazine paper sticks really easily to any kind of glue.
Oh, boy, do we know it.
Yeah, it's going to be tedious. You're going to have to really take your time.
And then she might question whether it's glue or whether it's, homemade glue, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, everybody likes organic.
Man, if you find a good picture and you put her on a Victoria's Secret model's body, women love that.
Yeah, why stop at a magazine? Why not get a mannequin?
How would you like to be with a man that every day reminds you you could be better?
Yeah, at unachievable goals based on bodies that aren't, typical. It would be great.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, just ask her out in front of people. Be bold.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate in the workplace.
No, I think that's totally wrong.
Well,
I think you put your D in a box and then sing D in a box. And then give her the D in the box.
See, that is appropriate in the workplace.
Because everybody liked that video. It's funny.
I'm getting a lot of mixed messages about what's appropriate at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's not his work.
I do like the idea of a fake package that he brings to her and says, hey, this is for you. And then she opens it up and it's more so asking her out that way. I think that's cute.
We need follow-up on this. Yeah. When you do it. I want you to do it today.
I do, too.
Go to the art store and make things and then do things and
but also that might be against his company policy as well. This might be
probably.
I'm not in charge of that. If this backfires on you big time, it's just satire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about this? After you deliver the packages, say, you should see how I deliver the package personally. And then lick your teeth and wink.
Yeah.
And then say, if you want me, I'll be outside staring at you through the window.
So many things here that women will just gush over.
Should be like the back of my truck is bigger than an Amazon van, and I don't have any poop buckets back there. Won't you join me, m'lady?
James joins us. James, you're a delivery driver. Did you experience the same thing?
I did, kind of. What I did was told her that our company was getting really, really busy, and then I might show up after they close. So I asked her for her number to kind of let her know, hey, I'm going to be late. Is anybody going to be around? And that's how I got her number. And it worked flawlessly.
So you're married now?
I am.
To her?
Wow. It seems like a creeper move.
It does. Yep. It's a total creeper move, but it worked.
It's a creep move if she didn't like him.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, there's a real fine line between successful move and creep move sometimes.
Yeah, you got to know. You got to have a feeling that there's...
There has to be something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You obviously had some chemistry with her first, right, James?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything was fine. It was like she worked at the small mom and pop shop, and I just said, hey, we're getting busy. Can I just get your number in case of an emergency? I'm running late, whatever. And then it just turned into small talk, and now we've been married for 3.5 years.
Nice.
Sounds like an episode of the Gilmore Girls.
It does. It's
so nice.
I like it. This text, reminder, don't forget to air hump. That's a very valid point.
Oh, you've always got to, you've got to end any type of proposal, whether if it's just for a date with an air hump.
It's true. Make sure you do that thing where you lick your fingers and slap the air.
Yeah.
God, we love that.
Yeah. This is a good one. Take a couple days off work and then just go stand by her dumpster and wait for her to take the garbage out and say, surprise, it's me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
So from this, I'm assuming we have no listeners who are in a relationship.
No, I don't think so.
Is it just zero? That's
there's a lot of possibilities.
I fell in love with one dumpster at your work. I'd love to fall in love with a second one. Wink.
Come and look at this dumpster.
Uh-huh. Won't you be one too?
So I guess the only advice we're giving this week is how to pick up a floozy at a local mom and pop store.
I guess.
Just kidding. She's not a floozy.
It's really awkward.
It's a very inappropriate
phrase.
Knowledge,
I don't know.
Maybe in a different life.
Mm-hmm. And she might be. We welcome floozies as well.
Maybe she's a waitress at Floozies.
Mm-hmm. Have you been asked out in a strange way, Kelly? Or in a way that was clever or somebody tried hard like that?
Gosh, I worked at a tanning salon for a long time, and I remember one guy had asked me out, and he did it like whenever you would leave the tanning bed you were in. Ours were stand up, so mm-hmm. people would leave towels on the floor right outside mm-hmm. of it. And he just left his number and on a little piece of paper like that, and it just said like, "Hey, call me if you want to." I never
I was going to say that's a nice way to do it without having to get the rejection. But then he probably stopped coming in.
He didn't. He came in and I told him that I'd seen the letter and I was like, "Hey, yeah, I saw it, but it just feels strange. Like, I don't know. I see you every day and you're a man who tans." So
I would never go out with someone who came in. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to cast aspersions.
Like, I work here and all, but it's just not really my thing.
Yeah. So,
but he was super, super nice. I probably should have said yes. It probably would have been a very nice date. But no, I don't think so. I think it's always just been like, "Hey, what's up? You want to go out?"
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rachel, have you had any like that where it was a strange approach or where they really put some effort into it?
Yeah, it was a strange approach. When I was 18, I worked at a grocery store and I worked a lot of the later shifts. So I was like the last cashier on the till. And I remember one night before we were closing, it was this one like older guy, probably in his early 30s, which was pretty weird being as I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But he kept being really creepy about how I was the only cashier there and it was super late and I was really pretty.
Yeah, that's...
And I gave him his receipt, he like stepped off to the side, scribbled some stuff on it and just handed it back to me as I was giving him his change. And it was his phone number with a note that had just a bunch of hearts on it. And I was like, "I'm going to throw this away and I'm going to have my manager walk me to my car."
Yeah, that's... That's creepy, especially the age disparity and making a big deal about how you're the only one there. And
it was the only time that I've been in a situation like that, but it was definitely a very standout moment and very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who knows? He could have been rich. He could have been wanting to be my sugar daddy. I don't know. I could have totally taken a huge loss there.
Yeah,
maybe.
You might have missed out.
Another weird way that you've been asked out is that your guy first became your roommate.
Yeah.
That is kind of a weird way to break
the ice. It's a very elaborate plan.
Someone, right?
Was a really long game.
Like, if it didn't work out, that'd be awkward.
Right. And it worked out. So, you know, maybe his plan worked, but that is a strange approach. I'll have to tell him.
We have another pickup idea from a listener, and I... okay. I'll just read it. Take a picture of your anus.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I'm following along so far.
Pretty disagreeable start. Blow it up and put it on a t-shirt that says "pucker up" and then ask her out while doing finger guns. She'll turn into a squirt gun in front of your very eyes.
Oh, the best way to a woman's heart is through the anus.
Yeah, they say to blow up your anus.
This one, my ex-girlfriend contacted me on Facebook after scoping me out while I was working in a grocery store. That worked out pretty well. Cut the brakes on her car and then help her out of the ditch when she crashed.
Jesus.
You know, there's that. Yeah, I was thinking you could figure out which car was hers and scratch your phone number into the paint.
Yeah, I want to know stories from people who got asked out, but in a way that like ruined their property. Like somebody asked, "Will you marry me?" in flames and their house burned down.
Right. Yeah. Somebody else texted and said, "You never know. Some women might like if you wait in their shower." So that's the kind of creep sending and advice we have.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't say that's not possible.
Yeah, you really got us there. Some women might. Some people. There's something for everyone. It's just, you want to find the right one before you then appear in the shower.
Yeah.
This text, I used to work as a bank teller, and a customer once asked me out by putting his phone number on a piece of paper inside a bag of change that I was assigned to count. It was a flattering and demeaning at the same time. Oh, I can see that because you're like, 1, 2, here's my number, 3, 4.
Oh, I didn't think, that's not where I thought it was going. I thought when you slide a note to the teller that she thought it was going to be a bank robbery.
Oh, God. Like,
that's not where you slide a note.
That's the most dangerous proposal yet.
I bet he finished on himself right there from the danger.
I know I just did.
All right, in the next segment there's more advice, not just for this guy. I mean, you got to write back, man. Go pick up this girl or don't. I don't know. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only way to not be creepy about it is literally just to do it.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Yeah. Do one of the things we told you, not the ones from listeners who were like, you know, cut out photos and get a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not one of the things I said.
Or not everything we said. Yeah, don't do it all. Do it all. Wait a minute. Totally changed my mind.
Man.
Try
right.
Every technique at the same time.
Go big or go home.
It's like Octo Smash of dating.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.